Well, hopefully, more people join us.
Yeah, it's a couple of minutes past three.
I have not received any RSVPs that said they couldn't come, but I really don't know since Valerie's not here either to let me know if anyone has emailed in.
I think Irma's beaming in.
Very good, very good.
Oh, Miss Irma.
Hi, how are you? I was thinking about you, Richard, today.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm like, where's Richard? Would you get a flat tire or something?
No.
Hi, Irma. All good here, Irma. This is...
That's home. I'm glad. Happy day. Absolutely.
So I guess we should give it a few more minutes, Irma, until so that we can hopefully achieve quorum since two people will not do it. I wonder if people are taking off for the long weekend early.
You know, we don't have the day off. City and county does not have the day off.
I think that will probably change, though. I mean, yeah, it was just
probably.
Yeah, it was just signed into law. Shanti has a day off.
This is a long weekend.
Yeah, it's a Juneteenth was just declared a federal holiday earlier this week. But you know, other agencies have been doing it as a holiday for a little bit. Shanti has it as an official holiday.
So that's
I'm
the
off.
19th, the 19th or 18th.
It's the 19th, but it's observed okay. on a weekday. So
yeah.
I think that must be Bill, so I'm going to rename this iPhone. Yep, it was Bill. Okay, so we so far have membership and co-chairs and community engagement, so hopefully we'll have a Chuck or a David, and then we can have quorum. So let's just give it a few more, well, at least a couple more minutes. I think that I will probably be reporting on membership, so I should find that agenda since I certainly don't think I can just automatically recall it. It was a short meeting, I know that. So, Bill, it looks like that while we wait for hopefully David or Chuck to join us, that you will be facilitating this meeting.
Remember, Mark, this is the meeting I won't be at.
Oh, that's right. Oh, dear. Okay. Well, then maybe we can trade you with David if David is not here. I can facilitate this meeting. And then hopefully David will be able, oh no, it's actually Thomas in July. So maybe we can trade Thomas with Bill. So if Thomas shows up to steering, he can facilitate. Otherwise I can do that until he shows up, and then he can facilitate the June meeting if he's available. And then Bill, I'll just put you down for July then. Is that cool?
That's fine. That'll work.
Thank you for the reminder. Sorry, I forgot. So let's just wait a few more, not a few, maybe just a couple more minutes to see if we get any late arrivals. Otherwise we'll have to continue without quorum. Zenheit. Okay, well, it is 7 after, so we might as well start. I can facilitate until Thomas gets here, if he gets here. Calling the meeting to order. And we'll start with introductions. Mark Molnar, council staff. Richard.
Richard Sullivan, council member, co-chair, community engagement committee.
Thank you. Irma.
Irma Parada, council's member and co-chair.
Thank you. Elaine.
I'm Elaine Flores, council member, co-chair, membership.
Valerie
Atakudo, council staff.
And Bill.
Hi, Bill Bloom, HIV Health Services.
All right, I will share screen, even though we cannot improve the agenda right now. Take a look at it. As you'll see here, pro forma until meeting evaluation. Then we have a vote on the waiver request. If there's not quorum, we can still vote, and it'll be a recommendation. It'll just have to be moved and seconded at the full council meeting. And then we'll look at the full council agenda. We're removing agenda item 11. I didn't hear back from John Ainsley or Jordan Ackerley if they were actually finished with their presentation in time to review it. They were not last minute, but I didn't give them a whole lot of turnaround time. So that's understandable. And so that's pretty much the agenda for today. Any questions on that one? I'll stop share And then now, oh, Paul Harkin has joined us, and so has Chuck. So we've achieved quorum. Excellent. Let's go back to introductions. We'll ask Chuck to introduce himself.
Hey, I'm Chuck Adams, member, chair of the Council Affairs. There we go.
All right. Paul?
Paul Harkin, member.
Excellent. Okay, so now that we have quorum, I'm facilitating currently, and unless Thomas joins us, Thomas should be facilitating this meeting and the full council meeting. So I'll go ahead and continue. We'll go back to the minutes so that we can get, the minutes, the draft agenda. And so Chuck and Paul, in case you weren't here, it's pretty much the as is, except we're removing agenda item 11. There's no presentations to be reviewed. They're going to just have to come to the full council as is, although I will certainly be taking a look at the presentations in advance and can send out to folks if it looks like that they need feedback. They're pretty straightforward presentations, however. So that's off the agenda. This meeting will only be an hour, if that. And I'll stop share. Oh, and any objections to approving the agenda as written? Seeing none, it's approved by consensus. I'll now share a screen for the draft minutes for last month's meeting. We'll see who was all there, who was absent or on a leave of absence or excused. Then we see here the pro forma. Then we had a motion from Paul Harkin on the, Paul Harkin discussed the potential for a motion for the Drug Sobering Center. That was moved and approved and then approved at full council. I went over meeting evaluation and the full council agenda. And then there was a discussion on return from remote meetings. I'll be giving an update across all of the committees as far as how the committees weighed in, as well as a recommendation. And then we had CHEP and HHS updates, and then our work group updates. Any questions, updates, or changes to the minutes of last month's steering committee meeting? All right, I'll stop share. Any objections to approving these minutes as written? Nope. Seeing none, approved by consensus. Our next agenda item is announcements. Are there any announcements? I will announce that congratulations to Valerie, who will be going to med school. This is her last steering committee meeting, and you'll see, or at least see her name one more time at the full council. Congratulations, Valerie. And of course, we are now hiring for a program someone to take Valerie's position. So if you know anyone who is qualified, please forward their interest to me. All right. Any other announcements? All right, seeing none, there's no public for public comment. We'll go to CHEP and HHS updates. There's no Thomas for a CHEP update. Bill, do you have any HHS updates for us?
I can share some stuff with you. You know, Mark, you had asked, you know, we had talked about whether it made sense to have someone come in lieu of me to this next meeting. And there isn't anything that's time sensitive, but I'll share a few things that may be of interest. We have a whole lot of harm reduction with a focus on COVID and post-COVID trainings coming out. And so everyone who's on our distribution list will be receiving that. The RCFCI transitions to RFCs is kind of underway. You all had that presentation, but it is moving along fairly quickly. They restructured DPH. So within ambulatory care, behavioral health services are no longer a part of it. They are their own section and reports directly to the director of DPH. So, you know, for those of us, you know, have worked like with Edwin Benton-Bachall and other folks within behavioral health services, now a new structure and a new director there. And I actually have a question for the group. You know, we've been reporting out on the COVID. We're actually doing an analysis of the rates of COVID vaccination within our DPH clinics, and maybe one or two others were able to get. And so far, they're not looking radically different from the overall vaccination rates. Is this something you all think the council has an interest in hearing about for next month?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Paul, I love your office.
Yeah,
I also want to say I love Paul's office. I want to be there.
This is not a virtual background. This one's for real.
Any other updates, Bill?
That's all I have, unless anyone has any questions. The other thing, Mark, I could mention is about the meetings, the in-person meetings. There is not official guidance, but there is practice that is happening in DPH, and just to kind of so people don't hear different things. If people are going to meet, it has to be groups smaller than 16, so that wouldn't work for the whole planning council. Everyone has to agree to be masked and maintain a distance of 6 feet, and you have no food, and you have to ensure that the space you're going to meet in is well ventilated, which is a kind of a softer way of saying we're definitely not there for the full council. And I think there'd be a lot of pre-work if the committees want to look at that. But, you know, at this point, my recommendation, we stick what we're hearing from our public health officer, Dr. Susan Phillip. But so just so people are aware, because there are some groups that are starting to meet. Usually they're like 3 or 4 people.
We can actually move right into that discussion. It's a part of the committee updates. I've added a return to work updates because discussions happen across all committees. I'll provide that update before we go into the actual individual committee updates. So this was discussed at all three of the committees beyond steering. Steering, of course, discussed last month. The community engagement committee, my understanding, is ready to meet whenever that can happen. Council Affairs Committee was much more conservative in their response. They suggested a initial in-person meeting to be at the September summit with committees to begin meeting in person the month after in October. Membership took, I'd say, the most pragmatic approach, which was to wait and see for more specific guidance. They are aware that different practices have happened, but they're not aware of any kind of organized guidance from the city or from the department. And so they suggested waiting a few more weeks and then actually sending a poll out to the full council in July. So hearing all three, although I was not at community engagement, Dave provided me that update, and hopefully that's correct, Richard. And so my recommendation to the group would actually be to go with the membership recommendation, which was to wait for more guidance and then send a poll out in July and see where people are at. Would people agree with that? Okay, I'm going to take silence and a nod as people are mainly agreeing with that. And so we will move on. Okay, thumbs up. That's perfect. So,
Mark, just to say, we are expecting additional guidance towards the end of June. So there's extra logic in that because we should know a lot more, or at least know, and we'll know more in terms of guidance.
Sounds good. And so that means there is a potential of us meeting anywhere, like in person, anywhere between August and October. So that's that will be something for folks to consider when a poll eventually goes out post-guidance.
Sure, so I would recommend that we try and align it with what the other commissions are doing, because, absolutely, you know, we are, so I'd recommend that either we slow up or speed down to kind of be in sync.
Yeah, I think that's the best practice for sure, is to, for us to be in alignment with the majority of other city commissions that are operating at the behest of either the mayor's office or DPH. So that said, if there's no more discussion on that topic, we'll move right along to the community engagement update. Richard?
Yeah, it was kind of a light meeting, but some things were discussed. There was, of course, the HCAP report from Stephen Spanos. Stephen also mentioned an outreach project that he and I actually are discussing. He's trying to get a case management forum going, and so we're talking about that. COLA target of ASL was revisited. Melina Clark mentioned that after researching this, these are my words, it was felt that there wasn't a lot to go on as far as the topic matter with ASL. And so it was decided to revisit another possible target population at the next community engagement meeting. So that's going to be revisited. Her and Valerie were already searching options, and we're going to get to that at the next meeting. There was also, like we just talked about, there was also a discussion at the end of the meeting about preferences and thoughts on returning to in-person meetings. Several committee members' thoughts, they were put forward. Mark just mentioned them. This seems to be a work in progress, waiting for input. from other committees, as well as the city guidelines we were just talking about. Some of the concerns mentioned by were like personal safety and health of attendees. They're concerned about that, as well as like different organizational guidelines. Do they want their people to even attend these things? So like we were just talking about, we're waiting to see what the bigger picture is. And I also put forward and like the idea of a poll in July to kind of get the temperature of the room. And that was about it.
Thank you, Richard. Looks like Bill has a question.
Not a question, just to let you know, Richard, Beth from HIV Health Services is at the meeting and she's gonna look within the city and county to see if there's some sort of structure with services that are offered of ASL and or a defined group of people who use ASL as their primary way of communicating. So I think if she finds something, she'll get back to your committee.
I think I heard that too. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. All right, Chuck, would you like to go over council affairs?
Sure, the only thing we had to discuss was whether or not when and where to meet, what time. And just like you said, we were kind of looking towards end of September, but I like the idea of a survey as more information comes out July, August, and just have lots of options and take it from there.
Thank you, Chuck. So I can do the membership. Thank you, Elaine, for joining us. I hope you got my text from today. It was a bit of a delayed response to you.
And I want to apologize to the whole steering committee for not attending my membership meeting. I've been having a lot of screw up with a lot of electrical stuff, including my email. So I apologize for that.
Thank you, Elaine. Appreciate it. It was a short meeting. I'll pull up my interweb and see what we did. So the committee received its monthly demographic report. There were no real changes. There was notice of attendance sent to a couple council members, Oren Allen and Eric Sutter. Oren's renewal application was not reviewed because he had not actually turned it in, although he has let me know that he has completed it. Various requests for leaves of absence were approved. Kevin Hutchcroft, Ken Pierce, and TJ Lee Miyake. Bill, if I can ask you to connect with Kevin, I sent him an email, but I don't think I received a response. If he would like us to continue a leave of absence request, because his leave of absence request was for May and June. A council member can have two LOAs a year. So if he'd like to have one for July or August, he should just let me or Allie know, and we can put that on the agenda. It'll be no problem. Okay. And then, we had a resignation from Lily Crutell. You reviewed her exit interview. It was interesting. She gave it quite a lot of thought. The main points there with an idea that membership did discuss in some depth. It was the most in-depth conversation of the meeting, which was to really check in with new council members because they may think they understand what's happening in the beginning and certainly post orientation, but to actually be in the council meeting can feel like an overwhelming experience. That does sound like what Councilmember Crutell experienced was a feeling that she'd be able to like hit the ground running and then feeling fairly like, I'm not getting everything. So what membership has considered doing is not just checking in, but if needed, like re-upping the offer for mentoring, or if mentoring seems like it's perhaps might feel like a diminishing word to be mentored after many years of experience in this field, then something along the lines of a buddy program, you know, someone who can sit by in-person meetings. We've done that before as well. So she brought attention to, I think, an issue that many people might feel a little bit of, embarrassment or shame to actually bring up, that they're not getting everything. So I appreciate that she was so open about that in her exit interview. We looked at the renewal for, not renewal, sorry, a... new member, Zachary Davenport, who is actually a returning member, who will be taking over this appointed seat from Lily Crutell. The membership committee approved this request and is now going to the full council this month for full approval. And that was pretty much the attendance report. And then, as mentioned, there was a return to in-person meeting discussion, as I've already portrayed. And so that was the membership committee. Any questions? Nope. All right, then we'll just move right along to the meeting evaluation. I'll share screen again. There we are. Find that. SurveyMonkey. All right. So we'll see here. No spoilers. Don't look at that rating. 9 people responded. This is a little bit lower than usual, but actually it was a smaller council meeting. I sent out a request and then 2 reminders. So I went over a little bit. I usually only send out one link and then a reminder, but still we did not really net a lot, but it was a smaller amount of people at that meeting. 100% felt they had they were adequately prepared. 100% said the meeting was run efficiently by Irma Parada, and there were 3 responses. I appreciate Irma, she was great. Always good. Mark was good support too, thank you. Irma did a fantastic job keeping the meeting moving along and making sure we stopped for questions. Good job, Irma. In the discussion during the meeting, 100% of the people felt their point of view was adequately expressed and understood. 100% felt the agenda was well planned. One person wrote that a slower agenda with longer time for presentations was appreciated. They liked the breakout groups too. 100% felt the drug user update from CHEP staff was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. There were a number of responses of comments. The first one was, this was an excellent presentation, very detailed. Great to hear that the work and recommendations of the substance use work group is still having meaningful impact. For those not in the know about that, the substance use work group was actually a project of the former standalone HIV Prevention Council, a very successful effort whose recommendations are clearly being felt to this day. And that was about 10 years ago. More comments. This was an excellent informative presentation. It was an excellent presentation. And let's please continue this conversation with the meth harm reduction centers as well. And then the next question was an open question of sharing thoughts on how the small group breakout sessions went. The topic was use of the secret client methodology. How did the discussion go? Well, let's see. It went well, and I feel Zoom makes this more challenging. The discussion went well, and we got to some important issues around confidentiality and context of the information gathering. I can see both sides, but overall, I still think that in light of all the rebuilding we have to do as a community, this may seem like unneeded oversight and big brother. Although client rights and care are and should remain top priorities, this process may add to a divide instead of bridging one. I think in our group, there was a divide between younger and older and how they felt about the secret client methodology. The discussion went well. Many, many viewpoints were discussed. Could have used more info and guidance. That's my error. I told the co-chairs that I would be sending them questions and I forgot to do that. So instead, what you all experienced with me sending the questions during brief blurbs that disappeared within seconds. My apologies. Another comment, mine was a little scattered at times, but it was nice to be in small groups and I thought the discussion was good. And finally, it was a good conversation. I feel we needed guiding questions to start the conversations. I also feel like there was a lot of hesitancy to have the conversation since many members did not witness the previous month's presentation. So there was some skepticism about contributing to an informed discussion based on surface reading of the slide presentation. Understandable. Well, hopefully more people will attend meetings so they'll be able to discuss the topics that we're discussing. What worked well for you during this meeting? What could have been improved? There were 5 responses. Presenters were fabulous. Irma and Thomas worked well off each other. I'm sure they mean Irma and Mark. The meeting all worked well. Coming back after the discussion was a definite plus. Pretty much everything. Important vote at the end. I'm glad that happened. As a reminder, that vote was about the drug sobering center. And then finally, the return from the small group breakout was great. That return was based on direct feedback from the group. At a prior evaluation. And speaking of feedback, to move back to this use of secret client methodology, I do want to let you all know that the information taken down in notes by council staff was shared with Hannah. So you may be seeing that summarized, Richard, at your next ETE meeting. Oh, that actually already occurred, I think yesterday. All right, moving on. Question 8, 100% of their needs as a council member are being met during this time. There were 3 comments. First one was, I think we do really well with these meetings, and I'm very much the in-person kind of meeting person. So I appreciate everyone's efforts to mitigate the situation. All good. I see in-person meetings on our August horizon. Oh, that's aspirational. And meetings have been going well, especially this year. All right, moving on. We have our rating, 9.6, after the lows of last month's. I would think it was an 8 point something. We have returned to our usual highs. Any questions or thoughts, comments about the meeting evaluation? No? All right, so I'm gonna move on to the full council agenda. One moment, let me just make sure I'm not missing anything. Let me check the regular agenda. All right. Okay, yes, I am wrong. So right now is actually the time for the waiver request discussion. So pretty much on an annual basis, HHS submits a waiver request to PERSA. This is a waiver from the 75 core services, 25 support services mandate. This allows EMAs and TGAs whose waiver request is accepted to be more flexible and creative in how they spend their funds. Bill, do you have anything to add to this request from HHS to support a waiver request to HRSA?
No, I think that's all been said. Does anyone have any questions about it?
Seeing none.
One second, Mark. What exactly is this in like 101 waiver request for me? I don't understand what.
Yeah, no worries. It's a 75-25 waiver request. So part of the HRSA mandate when it comes to spending Ryan White Care dollars is that 75% of your funding goes to core or medically related services, and that at maximum 25% goes to support or non-medically related services. However, many jurisdictions, EMAs and TGAs, have additional sorts of funding, whether it's general fund or other sources of funding, they're actually able to bolster their primary medical care needs. And so they don't need to spend a full 75% on medically related services, and in fact, use some of those amounts of money to support services. However, they do actually have to request a waiver to that 75-25 mandate. Because San Francisco EMA is one of those jurisdictions that does have other funding streams that allows us to spend money more flexibly and creatively, San Francisco has been in the practice of requesting this waiver so that money can be used as the council and DPH see fit in a creative way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan too.
Right.
Thank you.
With that said, would anyone like to move to approve support of this waiver request? Looks like Irma nodded her head as a motion to support this. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second.
Chuck has seconded, thank you. Since this does involve funding, we will be doing a roll call vote. But first of all, any discussion on this motion before? Seeing none. Richard Sullivan.
Yes.
Irma Parada. That looked like a yes.
Yes. Sorry.
No worries. Chuck Adams.
Yes.
Elaine Flores.
Yes.
Paul Harkin. Perhaps Paul Harkin has stepped away from the park. Bill Blue.
Yes.
We'll go back to Paul Harkin. Any Paul Harkin there? Are you there, Paul? It's me, Mark.
I said yes.
Oh,
you dropped out.
So that's been approved, and we'll now go to the full council this month for final approval by the full council. Thank you all. So moving on to our final agenda item is a review of this next meeting's agenda. I'll share screen. I was saddened that no one appeared to get my Judy Blume reference, but, you know, it is what it is. All right, so this is our agenda. We have our regular updates. I'm happy to say that we probably will soon be having a State Office of AIDS update. There has been someone who's been tapped to replace Alexandria Andrews. I think they are reaching out or have reached out to Dave Jordan, who I connected them with earlier this month. We hope to have a continuing quality assurance presentation from John Ainsley. We'll take a little bit of a break. Then we'll have a Hep C services update from Jordan Ackerley. Normally we have a presentation from Katie Burke, who usually brings service providers along with her to provide a more in-depth overview. That was the case last. We had Katie Burke provide a larger overview, while Jordan Ackerley provided an agency level overview. So with that said, unfortunately, Katie Burke is unable to actually provide this year's presentation during the summer, and we'll be able to hopefully do that later in the late fall. But we didn't want to keep this topic waiting because people have continuing interest around Hep C service provision. And so Katie Burke just recommended that I contact Jordan, who's a colleague of mine at Shanti, to provide part of that, knowing that we'll receive a broader overview later this year. And so that will be Jordan's presentation. And then we'll vote on Zachary Davenport, and then we'll vote on the letter of support. And that's pretty much all she wrote. Any questions or thoughts or changes to this agenda for Monday after next? No?
Mark, a couple things. Yes, hi. A couple of things. The first was, I don't know if you're just using that as standard, but there won't be an HIV Health Services presentation there. And I think we decided, when we decided that there was an alternate who was more appropriate to present on CPG from the council, someone who's regularly going?
I think that was Thomas. So thank you very much. I'm going to change this right now, and I'll take away you entirely. I'll take it HHS entirely. Bear with me, and I'm going to sub, because if Kevin does return, I'll remove Thomas Noble. For now, I'll put Thomas Noble in. Any other changes to this agenda?
Not a change, but one more question for you all. I'd forgotten about the 75-25 waiver. Do you all feel like it would be helpful? I could ask either Dean or perhaps John, who will be in the meeting, to be able to answer questions, such as Richard has, unless you guys feel like that's not necessary. Do you guys feel like you want the HHS perspective on the recommendation, or you all feel comfortable that it's clear enough to enough people?
I think it's clear enough.
Okay.
All right. Any other thoughts on the upcoming agenda? Well, with that said, the meeting is adjourned. I hope everyone enjoys a 3-day weekend, and I will see you all Monday after next. So next week is a dead week as far as council business is concerned. So enjoy that week without council stuff. Thank you, Mark. Everyone.
Bye. Bye, Irma.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Valerie.
Bye.
Long, everyone.